Okay.
Are we on? Okay, I'm now officially calling the meeting to order at 2:02 PM. According to our agenda, first thing we're gonna do is approve the minutes from July of 2021, if I could have a motion.
I make a motion to approve those minutes from July 15th, 2021.
Just Cynthia and I voting member.
Yeah.
You need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. All of us in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Which means we're ready for a presentation from our auditor.
Yes. Okay, so we came and started fieldwork on Monday of this week. It's myself and three other individuals from our audit firm. The finance staff were very well prepared, I will say that. So Steve and his staff were able to upload everything that we asked for pretty much 2 weeks in advance. So we were able to do a lot of the preliminary work in our office, and we were able to finish like the audits of the cash section and the debt section and some of those sections in our office before we ever even came out on Monday. So I know that they're a little short staffed, but they were able to get us everything that we needed and have done a great job. So as a part of our audit procedures, we are performing essentially three different audits. There's going to be the financial statement audit. There's an audit in accordance with minimum standards for Oregon municipal corporations. And then there is a single audit this year. So the single audit, we'll start there, has gone very smooth. We're auditing the airport improvement program again this year.
Excuse me, could you talk just a little louder?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, so as part of our single audit, the major program that we selected this year was the airport improvement program. It received some ARPA money during the current year, and so it was identified by the federal government as being a higher risk audit program. So we.
How much was that? How many?
The ARPA money you received, I think, was about $80,000.
Oh, okay.
So that was nothing to write home about. But in total for the program itself, you expended $1.7 million, I believe.
So that was almost all in the prior year?
Yes.
Or is it still to be spent? No. It's all expended, correct?
That's how much was expended in the, in 2021.
We're, I'm talking about FY 22. I'm June 30th of 22.
Yeah, so we expended a lot of money. That was the one that they're looking at right now is the ARPA funding that went through the airport that was basically just reimbursing operations. So there was like a $23,000 grant and a.
And a $59,000 grant.
$59,000.
But that was all the federal money?
No.
No.
Okay.
So that was.
That was what was confusing me.
Yes, so that was about $80,000 of the $1.7 million in the airport improvement program itself. So that $80,000, though, caused it to be a higher risk program. And so it needed to be audited. And that in conjunction with the fact that there were findings in the prior year associated with the audit of that program caused us to once again select that program. It was the only program that we needed to select. It was the only program that was identified as a type A program, meaning that you spent more than $750,000 this year on the program itself. So as part of single audit, I have not identified any findings yet.
Good.
I say yet because there's a couple little compliance things that I need to finish auditing, but I don't anticipate there being any issues.
Okay, good.
Was that all that pipe work that was at the airport? Is that what that was for?
That was part of, yeah, that, and the tree obstruction and the ARPA funding and the pipe. It was two projects for the pipe.
Yeah.
Stormwater pipe.
Stormwater system. That's done now? That money's been expended?
No.
No.
Not in full.
Yeah, not in full, because they ended up, if you remember on that pipe, the original plan, they ended up scrapping and they have to do a different plan. And so anyway, that's still to come, so.
So that money's sitting in an account somewhere?
Was.
Sitting in the FAA.
FAA's account.
waiting for us to draw.
Yeah, we get reimbursed once we spend the money.
Right.
Yeah. I drew like over $1 million like in the late June. I came in specifically to draw that money down. So we have been reimbursed substantially for our outpour, but it's still open, and as expenditures pile up, we'll draw the rest of the grant.
How long will the Fed sit on that money?
It was 3.1 million.
Yeah, it's a long project.
Yeah.
Because it got the original.
Several components.
Yeah, and the original plan was to realign that pipe. And because they think there's movement that occurs of that pipe, the relining was something they ended up ruling out after they went in and they sealed all the joints of the pipe, and they have another plan that they're going to go forward with that's different.
Line.
And FAA is partners in making these calls. Mm-hmm. So once we know what FAA is comfortable with, then the project will go ahead. So
this new project will probably cost more.
It's hard to say. Depends on what they do.
Okay.
So that's it for a single audit?
Yes, a single audit. So then the minimum standards portion, that is testing compliance with Oregon revised statutes. So that is going to include budget compliance. Did you go through the proper channels when you adopted your budget? Does everything balance in the budget documents itself? Those sorts of tests. There's also testing of expenditures related to the highway tax funds that you get. Did you spend them on streets in accordance with statute, or did you have errors? And there's several other factors that we test as a part of minimum standards. One of the factors that we test is compliance with ORS 279. And so that is the bid process. So when you have these large projects, are you going out for bid and are you getting the proper number of bids and going through all of the proper channels and documentation that is required associated with that? So one of the items that came across our plates while we were out here was that as a part of the CWSRF loan funds, you submitted a request to DEQ for reimbursement of about $200,000.
$205,000.
And they ended up denying it because you did not go through the proper bid channels and did not include the proper contract language in one of the contracts that was awarded. So based off of that, we're going to have a finding in the minimum standards report related to that instance.
So what's the story behind that?
Public
Is
Works.
Is that a Steve question? Or?
No. Public Works was, you know, just understaffed and...
Well, they were going through an interim period with the director position, too. Mm. So I don't think they... on one of the contracts, they didn't... The labor standards, they didn't follow the bull labor. It didn't have the bull labor.
Davis-Bacon.
Oh. In the actual final contract that was...
So some of the contract disclosures that should have been in the bid and in the contract were missing. So that was.
That sounds like
the contract was awarded under that, and the money was expended.
Right, the project was done.
So the contract didn't specify that they had to have follow Davis-Bacon.
Like I said, it was.
And so were they paying union wages?
No. No, I'm sure they were complying. It just the disclosures weren't included in the contract and in the bid, so that's what.
But if they weren't in the contract, they wouldn't have had to.
It sounded like they must have modified the project slightly, but it wasn't reviewed by the DEQ.
That was a requirement for DEQ that they... review and approve the design and plan. So, and that was never submitted for review or approval. So that was another ding.
So Steve and Linda, is there any possibility the city is going to be somehow able to get reimbursed, or is that no? That's just money under.
I'd say
no, the loan proceeds will still be there if we have a eligible project. We just can't use it for this particular project.
That's kind of good to know.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was during the whole transition of with Chris as interim engineer, and then we hired Aaron. We had a revolving door, and these are, certainly one of the challenges that as we're dealing with these shortages in these positions.
Yeah.
We don't catch every situation, and but we learn from our mistakes, hopefully. So, and one of the things that we're working on, which is in David Allen's, our city attorney's.
I was just gonna say, I'm kind of surprised David didn't catch.
And right now is developing, new comprehensive purchasing policies. Linda's worked on the draft that's been sitting with David for a while now, and he's trying to get to review that. But these are some of the things that I think will help avoid these processes before, because we've got a very legalistic document that was provided originally by Spear Hoyt that's not comprehensible to most people at Hefty.
Right. To be an attorney to interpret it. But also, Claire and I have talked about when a grant comes in for a project, developing checklists so we can make sure that all the components or requirements of the grant are encompassed in the bid and contract going forward, so.
And that sounds like DEQ has a pretty nice training program that they're offering us.
Yeah, they offered us training, so.
So is that the only finding, probably?
For minimum standards, yes.
Okay.
I believe that will be it. We have not identified anything else yet.
Okay.
There's still a few little things, so I'm not gonna say completely, absolutely nothing else, but I don't believe there will be.
Actually, I think we're doing pretty well.
Yes. So then the financial statement audit.
Oh, yes.
So the financial statement audit itself has gone pretty smooth. We have found a few journal entries, and I say we, and part of that's been Steve bringing it to our attention before we started our procedures, and part of that's been just me reviewing the documentation provided by Steve and us kind of, coming to agreement on what needs to happen there. Most of those...
Did you mean that some journal entries were proposed by you?
No, I think I proposed all of them and ran them by her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So he did end up proposing them. They were sort of identified by me, but he ended up actually giving me the journal entry at the end of the day.
Oh, I was just wondering if you proposed some that he didn't want to make.
No, no, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
But no, I have not. So primarily those were associated with accounts receivable. One of them was related to property taxes. The county, Lincoln County, has gone through a software change, and they decided to do that in the middle of June. So that delayed the city receiving property tax information from them. And when they provided it, they provided two or three different reports. And so just trying to figure out off of those reports what actually needs to be recorded on the city's books was a bit challenging. So an adjustment came out of that. Another item was the opioid settlement that you all signed in December of 2021-ish. So related to that, over the next 9 to 18 years, you'll be receiving money on a consistent basis once a year, and that
like 11,000. It's not that.
Yeah, it's yeah.
I'm but, sure these guys know how much, but I was wondering how much.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
over the 18 years. It's $246,000.
Oh, over
I think.
18 years.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We
but
gave
big
the,
whoop.
We gave that to the hospital, by the way, for that.
Oh,
drug center.
First
yeah.
Few years.
Oh,
just the first
okay.
Five. Just the
first
five
years.
Years.
Just the first five.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But the city does have a legal claim against that, and we'll be receiving that money, so it needed to be recorded as a journal entry.
Yeah. So we were treating it like a revenue, an annual revenue, I think, and we have to treat it as now a receivable for the all 18 years of funds, and then as we receive it, then we're reducing that receivable.
You have to account for the receivable from day one.
Yeah, for
well,
the full amount of the thing.
To 2041, whatever.
It's all
whatever
receivable
years
on the first day.
We have to count that all as a receivable now. Just,
yeah.
Just like if we had a, if we loaned somebody money, it's coming back to us. It's kind of treated the same way.
So on the budgetary basis, which is really the statements everybody actually cares about, that revenue will be recognized as revenue over the next 18 years.
So it's booked as a receivable and deferred revenue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you'll see that revenue line item still coming into your budget and still coming in over the next 18 years.
They pick up a receivable and a payable of identical amounts at the same time. And then as they collect the money, they amortize the payable.
I know what
the deferred revenue is the opposite of a receivable.
I like that.
Yes. And so there was that. And then the other item that Steve actually brought to our attention was business licenses receivable. Apparently, the software system you guys use, whether the business is listed as active or inactive, it bills them for a business license. And so the business license receivable has been increasing over the last, I don't know how many
Several years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
To a point where it was about $200,000. And so he did a calculation and ran a report of the inactive accounts and identified about $181,000 of that is not a receivable because
wow.
those businesses are not around anymore.
Well, it's not material, so.
It's material to the general fund, which is where it'll hit. So it impacts at this point in time, essentially your receivable and then a prior period adjustment for it.
So we were trying businesses that were out of business for a long time.
They're keep on billing them, and then we're showing that it's
nobody
ending up
was monitoring
as
that account, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not. It never was collectible when we billed it. So
yeah, because
right.
it was,
there
was no
they were no longer
shouldn't,
here.
Right? Shouldn't have probably have been billed.
Well, I think part of it too was just our own internal maintenance of the software that we have that is something that Steve is working on correcting.
Yeah,
so.
Just the people that kind of oversaw the business license, they just weren't completely comprehensive of what was going on in the background, I guess. Or,
the big picture.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I make my business tax license, so I'm current. But I just sort of curious, does the city cross-check? I mean, the only reason why I really, be quite honest, the only reason why I started paying a business tax license is because I had to take out a permit, and so that got me on your list. And I suspect there's, you know, particularly for smaller sole proprietors, there's just X amount of them that, you know, operate here in Newport and have never registered or paid. I mean, that's why I'm sort of curious how you cross-check.
How you determine if somebody should be being billed?
Sure.
Or
sure.
I think in prior years, when I first started, what would happen was the police department, they had someone on staff that would actually call. We would financially provide them a list of, well, these people haven't paid, and then they would actually check to see if the business was still operating or not. And so that's how we were catching quite a few of them.
Oh,
a few
but
years
I'm
back.
Sure there's a lot of businesses that operate in the city that don't have a license.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I would guess there.
Yeah.
Well, you have a state business license too, don't you, in Oregon? Oh, I live here now. I forget. I'm not an Alaskan anymore.
Yes, I believe the state has something too.
So they would have to have two business licenses, one for the state and one in the city.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we talked about too, one of the challenges of the finance department is, and one of the things that the council is going to give some consideration to is shifting the room tax collection over to the state, which then is going to free us up to do a better job in some of these other
yeah, like the business licenses,
other areas
stuff.
Like business licenses yeah. because it's
you didn't make this. This wasn't that wasn't a prior period adjustment.
The business licenses,
yeah, to write it down.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was.
Yes,
that's not big enough to be a prior period adjustment. You're just taking it in the year. Your materiality is very low. I think it should be $1 million or a couple million.
For the government-wide statements, it is. But for the fund itself, which we're giving an opinion
on.
Oh,
all right.
Yes. So those were the only items, adjustments that we've really identified. And then the one item that I'm going to say is going to be an internal control finding is strictly over the schedules that have been prepared for the audit. So Steve has been preparing them. For the most part, they're correct. There have been little things here and there with debt, with the CFA, with a couple of the other schedules where the amounts weren't quite accurate. And so we've had to send it back. He's re-provided it, and we've kind of had this back and forth. So the internal control finding that I'm going to have relates to having that secondary review.
So.
The review of his.
Yes.
Who does it when he's doing it? So it's.
It would be the finance director who's not here.
Yeah, so we've got a vacancy.
Well, that's my point. So do you, is Spence reviewing him?
I'm reviewing cash, you know, our cash balances and things like that. I don't even know how, if I would know how to review.
Right, I guess unfortunately at this point in time, you probably don't have somebody within the city that has the knowledge.
I think this is a casualty of what our staffing situation is, and there's not really a way around it, so.
Yeah, there really isn't, so I think it'll be corrected.
All of a sudden you were having to review everything that Steve is doing.
No, the cash balance thing is enough.
No, that would be beyond the scope of the audit committee.
Yes, so I don't anticipate that being a finding for more than just this year. I think once you get a finance director in that position and have both the assistant and the finance director positions filled, I think your internal controls will go back to operating as they should. So that will be, the one finding at this point in time over the financial statements. Then the last item I wanted to bring up is the GASB 87 lease implementation. So the city is unfortunately.
I remember dealing with lease pronouncements 30 years ago, and they never end.
I know. The city.
I have a whole drawer now of leases.
Yes. The city is unfortunately behind on their implementation, so we have not been able to start any of the audit procedures that we need to perform over those amounts. And so I'll let Steve talk a little bit further on that.
So what's the timing for being able to?
I think it was on Mike's to-do list, and of course he left in February.
For a year.
Yeah.
I know,
But the due date for actually implementing it came this year.
January 1.
So in April or May, I realized I was seeing some other articles, and I was saying, well, I wonder why we're not doing that. And then that's when I opened a can of worms at that point. Found out we needed to be implemented.
So is it going to be done in time to have the financial statements done by the end of the year?
Well, I contacted a third-party vendor, software vendor. They could do quite a bit of the work, but they said they have to have 90 days to actually get it all prepared. But they said if we put in quite a bit of work into it, we could probably hopefully get it substantially, that time frame substantially lowered.
Or you just or you could go, make it. You could just qualify the opinion and not do it until next year.
You could. The impact of it is fairly pervasive, though,
I would say,
throughout
yes.
the financial statements. So it's not just qualifying the opinion of the governmental activities.
So you think it wouldn't be a qualification, it would be an adverse?
I would have to evaluate that further. I have not considered it before I came in the doors.
I would not want to consider it. And I'm sure Spence wouldn't either.
Yes.
What do you need, Steve, to get it done?
Some software.
Well, probably a personnel to kind of help out with it.
And a lot of know how to do it.
There's a lot of input that's going to be required, even if we hire a firm to do it.
Well, I already tried
to
that.
To do the analysis.
Yeah,
part.
Already tried that route.
I mean, is it possible to do this and by the end of the year? You have to, don't
it's
we have
be,
to
it's
have.
Be challenging.
It's going to be challenging. So it depends on city staff and how much time and when they're able to devote the time to doing this.
So you could, but you could get an extension.
We could get
the,
an extension, yes, of the audit. I would anticipate, given where we are at today, that most likely it would need to be extended to the end of January. Just because
I was thinking you were going to ask for the end of March.
No, I would anticipate you're going to need at least a month, month and a half to actually input all the data, get me all the numbers.
And that's after you get the system installed.
That requires an additional person other than the two of you. Well, somehow we have to have the resources to do it. Remember, we're short of finance director. We're short. Kay has retired. We've kept her on a contractual basis. We've hired someone finally after four times to fill that, but this is kind of all casualties of
the
market that we're
in. Is this the only city that you know of that does not have this done yet? I would guess that's true.
Yeah, they're working on. No, they haven't started yet. When does that person start?
It's not Monday.
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so some progress is being made, but this has been, you know, this has been definitely a nightmare in a number of departments, including finance, trying to work our way through these issues.
Putting out fires.
Yeah, but the
Something of time.
The process, just so that everyone understands what we have to do, which is absolutely, in my mind, ridiculous, but you know, explain what has to happen with every single lease, whether it's leasing a copier, whether it's leasing a car, whether it's leases we have out.
Airport leases, hangar leases.
But explain what we're required to do now.
Yeah, so I'll probably be a little too summarized, but pretty much what we do is, for leases, we have to treat it like, as if we had bought the assets.
That to be all capitalized, every single lease.
First, we had to collect all the leases.
Yeah.
That was the chore.
So we have to show it as an asset, and then we have to show it as it, like, we had taken out a loan to pay for the
Yes.
the vehicle. And then but the only problem is the lease, you have to actually break it down between interest and principal. And then you have to impute it back to present day value. It's a pretty complicated
analysis. Yeah.
And that's where you're lessee. And so then when you are lessor, then you actually have a receivable on your books offset to a deferred inflow of resources related
to leases.
How many leases?
Lessor.
Well, the airport has quite a few leases out there.
Hangars at the airport. So it's almost like we're treating the hangars as a loan, right, to the folks that are using it, and yeah.
What do you treat the like the physical gym? Is that a component unit?
No,
it's not. It's a separate entity.
Well, it's part of the recreation fund.
Okay.
Governmental
yeah.
funds.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't lease, we don't lease the gym to a not-for-profit to run it?
No.
Okay.
We lease a lot of companies.
But we have, how many total leases are we dealing with?
There has to be at least, what, 40 to 50?
No.
There's way more than that.
You uploaded 158 lease documents.
Yeah, so there's quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, like,
which
about
is the most
180.
I was
a lot of those
are
the
airports.
All the cop cars are leased, aren't they?
No. You own the cop cars.
Huh?
We own those cars.
I thought we went through the council meeting we talked about.
No, that's Enterprise for our other fleet cars. So we've got seven cars that we leased.
What about the hot 150 pickup? I thought we leased that.
No, that's a purchase.
That's a purchase?
But we don't have it yet, so. Probably will have it in a year from now.
Yeah.
Delivery time, so. So anyway, it's kind of a frustrating thing to have to do because it really doesn't provide any value from a management standpoint to do this information. It may provide some valuable it doesn't even provide any value. And it's a huge effort.
Somebody out there might
Who reviews this stuff? Who are we doing
87.
It?
You are doing it for the users of the financial statements.
Yes.
And your GFO.
The GASB pronouncement, we have to do it. Or
yes.
We are not in compliance with accounting principles.
Yes.
So if we don't send in a report, they come looking for it.
No, it's just you'd get an adverse opinion.
Right, and that affects any time that we're borrowing money
applying for grants.
Applying for grants.
Yes. The people who rely on your financial statements would be harmed if it were not complied with. Of course, we haven't been complying with this forever, and I don't know that they've been harmed, but there's nothing you can do about it because it's a pronouncement that has to be.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So you got till the end of January.
Maybe it might be longer.
No, just to let you know, I did contact a couple other accounting firms, and they said no.
Yeah, we've been trying to find someone that could assist us with this.
Help, yeah.
And nobody has any labor.
Yeah, I know. I think all accounting firms are having problems.
Right.
Yeah, it's unfortunately the same position we're in at Aldridge. It's one of those things where we could offer that as a non-attest service and help you with it, but you're looking at.
Are you guys having trouble? Are you having trouble recruiting college graduate recruits?
No. You know, we have a lot of new people that come in. The issue that I think a lot of the accounting firms is retaining them once they get to manager level.
Yeah. Well,
you become a manager and then you
That's always been a problem.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's
it hasn't changed.
I think it's gotten worse, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
So, that's kind of the open item at this point in time.
That's kind of a big one.
It is.
Like, it's a really big one.
Yes.
Well, is this the first year that that GASB pronouncement has come into effect?
Yes.
Yes. So they issued it 5 years ago, and it was supposed to be implemented for fiscal year ended 2021. But then with COVID, they ended up pushing back all of the implementation years by 1 year. And so now this is the year.
We've been kind of putting this on the back burner, huh?
I think because there's been many other things on the
front
burner.
This is a big project.
Yes.
Yeah. And to be this late, it's the middle of October.
We got to get up that burner, yeah.
We're supposed to be done by December 31st, but it's obvious that would not be possible. I can't believe you're going to make it by January 31st.
We're gonna try. No guarantees. Yes,
that's the goal.
Yes.
I feel better because I have a feeling we wouldn't be the only ones.
No, it sounds like most of the other cities are in the same boat we're in right now. So
it's been the last piece of information I've received on every audit so far. So you're not alone.
Realistic? I mean, you think you can get some help or not?
Well, we're going to look at the demo for the software that does a lot of the calculations. So it depends on how much they can do to preliminary work to help input it, and then how much we need to, which I'm assuming we'll need to do quite a bit of work to get that.
Did I hear you say you have somebody coming in?
No, it's a demo. It's through Zoom. It's
just a
software.
Just
company.
To see, see the software.
Maybe you actually hired a body to start.
Oh, no,
we did. But that's something.
That's for accounts payable.
That's leaving.
Yeah. It's not a new body.
Long-term employee who's
not an extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and the person we hired probably wouldn't have the education to do this part.
You don't have a GASB button on your computer, huh?
Unfortunately.
Wow, okay, thank you.
Okay, yes. That is what I have.
A lot of good news, yeah.
Are you guys going to be here tomorrow, or are you?
Yeah, we'll be here at least part of the day tomorrow.
Okay. Well.
The one thing I do want to say is I really want to express the appreciation to Steve because he's had an incredible
year
level of responsibility without the resources to do everything that we need to do.
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
And yep, so, he's worked a lot of weekends and a lot of nights.
Oh God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Spencer, how many vacancies do you have here at the city?
We're running about 25% of our budgeted positions being vacant.
25%?
Oh my God, really?
We've got police, I think in police we've got
down
five
six.
Or six vacancies.
Down six in the police.
Yeah, down six there in the police. Across the board, a lot of our, that includes our part-time positions as well, which are almost impossible to hire, even though we substantially increased our compensation this year for those positions. So it really has affected almost every office to some extent, and we're definitely, the goal is to keep our nose above water, and try to get through this period of time, but it's been a real challenge. So, and every position we have to go through multiple recruitments, before we get a position that can actually pass a background check.
Oh my God.
And every time that fails, there's a long time before when we restart that process, there's a period of time that we lose that can't gain back. So.
And then the whole process, a lot of people have already found a job by the time we actually call them to come in for an interview.
Yeah.
You know, because it can be 2 to 3 months.
Okay. And everyone's in the same boat. So
we have two positions in right now, or one right now.
Oh, in finance?
Yeah.
Well,
two. Well, county.
Two. Yeah.
You just hired somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they start Monday. So then it'll be just the finance director position that's currently vacant.
So you're one person shy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
But remember, in utility billing, we've got a new person in that position. So
yeah,
when you put someone new in a position, it takes.
Yep. There's a curve.
It takes a while before they're.
Probably 3
years. How's the utility biller deposit the checks and when they come in, please? Mike and I used to have this argument all the time because I write a check for the utility bill instead of paying it online, just to see how fast they'll deposit it. And it's anywhere from 10 days to 2 weeks.
Well, don't forget, if you're mailing it, it's going all the way to Portland, and that is coming back.
Except I do electricity, waste, and water on the same day. And the water is always a week to 10 days later being clearing my bank than the electric and waste.
That's interesting. That wasn't as important. But the one good news is what's our interest rate now on our investment fund?
I think it's jumped up to almost 2%.
Oh, yeah. You're actually making money on your money?
We were like
0.1% or something
0.1%.
Like that.
0.1%.
Back in the days where you can actually make some money on your cash now.
Yeah, interest is actually going to be more of a revenue coming forward. So the good news, this is awful from a management standpoint, except from a budgetary standpoint, because we have all these vacancies. So from a budget standpoint, we're doing okay. meeting demands for the various things we need to do, it's been a real challenge. So.
Yeah, that I was going to say. Yeah, usually for a new position in finance, it takes about 3 to 6 months to really get to the point where they feel
more
comfortable.
I can imagine. Yeah. Wow. It's not just the city of Newport that has this problem.
No, it's everybody. Yeah.
Where are all the people? Where are all the worker bees?
Yeah. The baby boomers are retiring.
I'm not even a baby boomer. I'm a war baby.
I remember years ago they talked about just the population charts of the ages and the number of baby boomers, and they, this is not a surprise to anyone that's looked at these trends. Yeah. But they said once baby boomers retire, there's going to be a huge shortage of employees, and then coupled with COVID. Where people said, "Hey, I'm done, doing this work," and they've stepped out of the workforce. When probably the market crashing might be good for retaining a few more people a little longer, because the market was doing well, and people were saying, "Hey, my deferred comp is looking good, and the job is getting harder to do, and I'm just going to walk away." So those combination of things have just created a really.
Does it hurt also that you're here? I mean,
on the coast, you mean?
Yeah, and it removed from population centers where there are more people.
It adds more challenges when we're
housing is an issue.
When we have to bring somebody in.
Yeah.
Once we get someone here that lives here, it might be a little bit of an advantage because there aren't that many other markets, unless they want to move. But if they're happy staying here, then. I think we've got a better chance at retention. But
But getting them here in the first place is kind of feeling that
the we've lost employees as well because they couldn't find housing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We made offers and had people not be able to find a place
or
that they could afford to live.
Housing that they want for the price they want.
Right.
I mean, real estate prices have gone ballistic around here. Okay. Committee comments?
More time. Signs of the times. So.
Yes. Comments?
No.
I'm looking forward to the next chapter.
schedule the next meeting? When? I guess when you guys are ready.
We can just put.
We don't need to meet until they're ready to issue.
You'll send out a new meeting.
So,
it'll be sometime.
We can't really
determined
it.
In January?
Yeah, well, hopefully, but there's no reason to try to schedule it until she's ready to issue.
Right.
Okay.
We'll just say 2023. January 2023.
You're going to issue your report the end of December or when?
No, she can't.
She has to wait until we get this.
She can't issue until this.
Yeah. It'll depend on when.
The lease problem is fixed and recorded.
I would anticipate that'll be at a minimum a month and a half out before you guys are done with the lease implementation.
Well, yeah,
so end of January is what I would.
We'll hope for the end of January. But I don't want to set a date until she's ready.
Okay, I'm adjourning.
Okay.
I'm fast.
Thank you.
2:41.
She's just done.
It's supposed to start raining about 3:00.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow. They're doing my roof right now.
I have to haul my mother in her portable wheelchair to a funeral tomorrow. And it's supposed to be raining.
Yes, it is.
Let me get this.
Now we need a poncho cake.
Well, I've never been to the Bateman funeral home, the one up at the cemetery. I assume it has gradient things that I can get the wheelchair in there with.
You can drop off by the door.
Well, no, I can't. I have to get it out of the back of my car, get it up. Then I go around and get her out of the car.
To thank the city of Newport on behalf of the
Service,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
one of my schoolmates from here, and I was just at our class reunion 2 weeks ago, and he was fine. Leonard Reinertsen, I don't know for good Reinertsen name. They were fishermen.
I've heard the name, yeah, but I don't know him.
It was, he had a, his mother was like in my mother's club, Joyce Hall, and all these women.
So the city,
my mom's the only one left at the club, so I really do want to take her to the funeral because Larry's like one of the family. I mean, we left here in 1955, but they came back and stayed in touch with everybody. That was a very sad story. Leonard's father, he's a fisherman, and he killed his wife. When Leonard was in high school, actually, his older brother was out, but he had a younger brother.
Well, no, it's a great project.
Hank, the dad was a fisherman who drank, and he came home one night.
Yeah.
How many units?
Lola told him that she was thinking she'd get a divorce, and he got the gun off the wall and shot her.
We're making more, we're going to start making more interest on our.
This was like.
Yeah, long time ago.
50 years ago.
We're in the process of.
And he never served a day.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Different situation.
Never.
See, originally.
He was drunk.
CASA was thinking they'd be able to get it for us for 1%.
Yeah, I think it was a whole
story.
And now.
Yeah.